Well, here's another moment from that speech we were just talking about from Hillary Clinton last night. Let's listen.
One of your own California congresswomen, Maxine Waters, was taunted with a racist joke about her hair. Now, too many women, especially women of color, have had a lifetime of practice taking precisely these kinds of indignities in stride. But why should we have to?
Clinton was referring there to remarks by Fox News host Bill O'Reilly, who said this about Maxine Waters after watching a clip of her on Fox and Friends yesterday.
So what does that mean, Bill? We've been listening all morning. We cannot.
I didn't hear a word she said. I was looking at the James Brown wig.
if we have a picture of James, it's the same.
It's the same one.
And then later in that segment, O'Reilly invited the congresswoman on his show.
So we've given Maxine a break here. I love you, Maxine. I want to see you on The Factor. And when hell freezes over, I'm sure that'll happen.
Right.
Now, O'Reilly has since apologized for this, but let's bring in NPR's David Folkenflik, NPR media correspondent. David, what do you make of that, especially in the context of Fox News, which is right now being sued by two black women alleging top-down racial harassment in the company's payroll department?
And not only alleging harassment, but alleging harassment directly by Judith Slater. She was the comptroller for Fox News for almost the entire two-decade life of the network itself. So somebody who's been, you know, a senior figure under what had been the regime of Roger Ailes. Look, what Bill O'Reilly said was far from the most offensive thing that he said in terms of racial remarks, and far from the most offensive thing said on the network or about Maxine Waters. There's one point Eric Bowling, the co-host of The Five, a popular show on the network, said she needed to step away from the crack pipe, as racially charged a remark as you can almost imagine, said on the air because he was contesting some of the assertions she was making during a political debate. This is part and pattern of the way in which, you know, people on Fox will often defend what they do, saying they're tweaking liberal and particularly politically correct sensibilities. But they're playing to their base, a portion of which, however small, likes the idea of seeing prominent black people getting a finger in the eye. And that's exactly what Bill O'Reilly did yesterday, even as he tried to say, well, we like your passion and we think you're old school.
And O'Reilly can just say, oops, sorry, I didn't mean that, and we move on?
I think that's exactly what he's attempting to do. It is not inconsistent with remarks he's made over the years. And he's by far the least not the worst offender there.
We talked a minute ago with Scott about what happened with April Ryan, who is from American Urban Radio Networks, at the White House press conference yesterday. Secretary Sean Spicer cut her off and told her to stop shaking her head in a heated exchange that many viewed as condescending. Let's listen to some of it.
If the president puts Russian salad dressing on his salad tonight, somehow that's a Russian connection. But every single person... I appreciate your agenda here. But the reality is... Oh, no, hold on. No, at some point, report the facts. The facts are that every single person who has been briefed on this subject has come away with the same conclusion. Republican, Democrat, so I'm sorry that that disgusts you. You're shaking your head. I appreciate it, but
Is this normal in the realm of the adversarial relationship between reporters and the White House press secretary, or indicative of something larger, David?
I think it is not normal behavior. I think that it's part of the attempt by Spicer to control a rather unruly press room, given the lack of credibility what comes out of his mouth often holds for those reporters. I think that, you know, he's done similar things, and the president himself has done contemptuous things towards reporters in the middle of press conferences, towards people not of color necessarily. But what Spicer did, you know, certainly carried a bit of a racial code for people of color who watched it. And I think it carried a little bit of a code for people, again, what I take to be a very small sliver, but nonetheless a real element of the president's support. And you see it reflected in the web pages of Breitbart, from which the president's senior strategist emerged, Steve Bannon, which likes to play to the idea that we're going to put people of color at times back, you could argue, in their place. And that's the kind of coding and the kind of language you sometimes see in Breitbart's writings or postings. And I think you saw that coming out of Spicer's mouth, even if I've not heard that alleged about him per se in the past. And I think he's displayed elements of contempt towards other reporters, Jim Acosta of CNN, Katie Turr, other people who aren't African-American in the past.
That's NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik talking with us about some news at the White House, some news at Fox News. There's much more to talk about, David, but we'll have to bring you on again to do more of it. David, thank you.
You bet.